Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Kaiju Carnage. I am your host, Kyle the Kaiju Guy. So, what's up, everybody? Long time no chit-chat, long time no see, however you feel like putting it. For those of you that follow me on TikTok, however, no, you've been seeing me quite often because that's pretty much become my main social media that I post things on, showing off not just my kaiju collectibles, but my collectibles that I have in general, whether that be model kits or things dealing with Superman, Alien, Predator, you know, anything. like I'm putting it on TikTok, and I'm starting to get quite a following. I've got 1,100 followers, and so, yeah, it's working out pretty cool. And I just posted a big one, a big collectible that I got, a 30-centimeter Titanicus, which is a kaiju from the Soul War series that is done by Titanic Creations. I can't remember if I talked to you guys about this or not. Around the time of G-Fest, this collectible, this 30-centimeter Titanicus, it was thought to be, like, no more, like, completely sold out. And then around the time of G-Fest, they actually found some more, okay? And they had, I think at the time, whenever I looked at it on the website, there was one left. And so I messaged I got on Facebook, found Titanic Creations, and sent them a message because they didn't have any payment plans. It was a pretty pricey piece. And so I was like, look, I can't afford to just drop this money on this thing flat out. I said, is there a payment plan option? And I don't know if they just did, if they had a hard time selling them before because of the price or because Titanicus is just such a not well-known kaiju in the kaiju world and all that kind of stuff. But they decided they were going to work with me and said that, you know, sure, we will do that. You only have to pay, you know, such and such amount a month and everything, and we'll ship it out once it was done. And so I made the payments, and that rascal came in, and it's pretty cool that they did that for me. You know, like a lot of companies will sit there and be like, nope, we're not, like, pay us up front or you're not getting it. Simple as that. But they held that thing for me until the payments were done, and then shipped it out. And so I have it now. This is actually my second Titanicus collectible. The first one that I have is only about, I'd say, 6 to 7 inches tall. Not sure if it's articulated or not. I've never taken it out of the package. I'm planning on doing an unboxing with it, and I've just never really gotten around to it. But, yeah, so, yeah, it was pretty cool. If you're not following me on TikTok, I'm Kal, the Kaiju Guy. That's K-A-L, as in Superman, Kal-El. So Kal the Kaiju Guy, if you want to see a lot of my collections that I have and all of that kind of stuff, by all means do so. And I do plan on posting a few videos. I actually shot some videos yesterday that's going to go on YouTube. Some collectibles from Hiya Toys, like Godzilla and all of that kind of stuff, that's going to go on YouTube. So I'm going to take care of all that. But anywho, so the reason I decided to do an episode today is because it is Godzilla Day at the time of this recording. Happy birthday, Big G. It is November 3rd. The original Gojira film released in Japan on November 3rd on this day back in 1954. And so here we are in 2023. He has turned 69 years old. Toho is already gearing up to start releasing, like, 70th year anniversary merchandise and stuff like that. And I could not sleep this morning, or last night, worth a squat. And so I woke up at about 3:30 or 4 o'clock or something like that, and just came in here completely spaced, completely forgot what the day was and turned on YouTube because I spend more time watching things on YouTube than anything else. And I saw from the Godzilla channel, the official Godzilla channel on YouTube, that the new Godzilla vs. Megalon had been released. So I don't know how in the know you guys are. I mean, I don't know how much, like, my little weekly episodes that I used to do kept you in the loop on things that was happening or whatever. But anywho, you guys remember Godzilla vs. Gigan Rex that they did for the anniversary of Godzilla vs. Gigan. They had two short videos that had been released. One of them was done entirely with CGI, which the Godzilla in question, it's hinted at but never really confirmed from what I can tell that that is Junior from the Heisei era. I did not care for that video, the one versus Gigan Rex. I didn't like, the animation was spotty to me, and I really did not like Gigan Rex. Or the Gigans, the other Gigans that were in there, to be honest with you. They just looked a little too cartoony to me. And so I'm not going to lie, I was a little bummed whenever I found out that the same exact team that created that Godzilla vs. Gigan Rex was going to be working on Godzilla vs. Megalon for Megalon's 50th anniversary. And so I was a little bummed. I was like, dadgummit, you know, because you guys know I love Godzilla vs. Megalon, and I was really hoping that they would do like a Suitmation short like they did with Godzilla vs. Gigan and Hedorah and all of that kind of stuff, and I'm going to get to that in just a minute. And so I saw that they had released the video for Godzilla vs. Megalon, and no English subtitles, no nothing or anything. And I was like, okay, what the heck? Let's watch it. As a matter of fact, I'm going to see if I can... Let me mute this. I'm going to go ahead and pull it back up on my TV while I'm talking about it. I'm not going to do like a commentary or anything. I just want to, you know, I just want to talk about it really. But I'm not going to lie. I did enjoy this one a whole lot more than I did the one versus Gigan Rex. I'm not saying that this one was spectacular, amazing, and after it was done, I was like, oh my God, that's one of the best things I've ever watched, because it certainly wasn't. I do still have a few issues with this, but, you know, at the end of the day, I did find it to be better. They used the same exact Godzilla design. We do have an updated Megalon design, and he looks awesome. I'm definitely going to be trying to get a figure of this guy. It starts out, well, yeah, I'm not going to give any spoilers, but I've got it on right now. But it was a really cool little short. It's 10 minutes and 11 seconds long, and yeah, Megalon, whenever he shows up, he starts wrecking stuff, and it's good, man, you know, because people like me that are big fans of Megalon, and you want Megalon to get some kind of comeuppance, you know, you want him to kind of be a talking point amongst Godzilla villains other than the talking point of he's the villain of arguably the worst Godzilla film there is. Which, other people make that argument, not me, because I love Godzilla vs. Megalon. You know, I'm going to defend it till the day I die. But, anywho, yeah, it's good to see Megalon actually getting some recognition. He has some cool moves. The only spoiler I will give is that there are some new techniques that are used in this film by Godzilla. I'm not going to give away what that is, but there is another technique that he uses that I've, you know, said numerous times that I'm a big fan of. It's one of my favorite fictional attacks of all time, and let's just say that they incorporate that into this video, and that I got a quote-unquote kick out of it. And that's all we're going to say about that. But now, anywho, so what I was talking, I said I was going to come back to later, is that there is going to be a Suitmation short that is done. I'm not sure if it's being released today. I think it is. Maybe it's not. I really can't remember. But that short is going to be Suitmation, Final Goji, in the same form that we've had him go up against Gigan and Hedorah so far. He's going to be going up against another monster that starred, or not necessarily monster, a character that also starred in Godzilla vs. Megalon that's also turning 50. We're going to get to see Final Goji throw down with classic Showa-era style Jet Jaguar. And I'm very, very pumped for that one. So, like, you guys know that I've absolutely loved both Suitmation shorts that they did. The one that was for Hedorah and Gigan. So I'm hoping that that trend continues and I'll be a big fan of this Suitmation episode whenever it comes out. Not entirely sure when it's going to come out, but whenever it does, you know, I'll be there to watch it and check it out and everything. So, yeah. Let me tell you guys what's been going on, or some things that's like coming off the top of my head, kaiju related stuff that I can just think of and everything right now. You know, obviously, the tickets are on sale right now for Godzilla Minus One, which is going to have its theatrical release here in the States December 1st. Now, nowhere near me is going to have that movie. That aggravates the living fire out of me. It just does. That, you know, this stupid little rink-a-dink town that I live in never gets anything cool. It never gets anything cool. And anytime something like that does pop up, like, I've got to travel to be able to have something to do with it. You know, I just do. And I have looked. There are some theaters in Dallas, Texas. I believe there was one in Shreveport, maybe Baton Rouge or something like that. There's a few of them that are going to have the movie, and I'm going to be going to watch it. Simple as that. I've already informed my wife that I will be out of pocket. I'm going to watch Godzilla Minus One, like, you know, deal with it and all that kind of stuff. She was like, okay, I didn't say, I'll, you know, like, deal with it and all that. You know, she and I have more respect for each other than that. But, so yeah, I will be going to see Godzilla Minus One, December 1st. I'm very excited for it. Very pumped for it. Can't wait. We have a trailer for Monarch Legacy of Monsters. And, at the time of this recording, we're supposed to be getting a trailer for a new trailer for Godzilla Minus One. And so, you know, I'm looking forward to that and everything there. Now, early reviews that are coming out for Godzilla Minus One so far, they're already hailing this film as a masterpiece. Now, I follow a lot of kaiju-related stuff on, like, my social medias, on Facebook and all of that. Well, you know, I no longer have Instagram, just throwing that out there. I didn't mess with it enough, didn't get enough, you know, activity on it and everything. It was really just taking up space on my phone at that point. So I got rid of Instagram. So anything concerning Instagram, not happening with Mikey. But on Reddit, Facebook, and all of that kind of stuff, there were a few people, Americans, that have gone over and seen the film because it did have a limited release in Japan. And so they have seen it. And, you know, you were able to ask them, like, they're like, hey, you know, we'll let you ask questions, we'll give spoilers and everything. I'm actually wanting to go into this movie spoiler free, but I did ask one guy, like, what's the overall tone of the movie? I was in a conversation with the guy and I was like, what's the overall tone of the movie and all of that kind of stuff? And so he says the tone of the film is basically if 2016's Shin Godzilla and 1954's Gojira made it and had a baby. That's basically the tone of this film. And I said, as far as pacing goes, because I don't have an issue with Shin Godzilla, but I know a lot of people did. And so I was like, as far as pacing goes, is it faster paced than Shin Godzilla, or is it roughly the same? And he said it's roughly the same. So for those of you that did not like the pacing, and whenever I say pacing, I'm talking about like human content to kaiju content ratio and all of that. Unfortunately, you know, you're not going to get just the movie jam-packed with Godzilla and all of that kind of stuff. And I know, you know, that it's understandable that people complain about that, but, you know, Godzilla's never really been known for having massive amounts of screen time and all of that. So why that's something that people want to, you know, nowadays just latch on to and be like, this is what I'm going to complain about today. You know, it just, it boggles my mind. But, yeah, so I've spoken with a few people that's given very positive reviews about the film. It is currently being hailed as a masterpiece, and this is by actual, like, Japanese critics over in Japan after it made its premiere and all of that, not just Godzilla fanboys, because there are Godzilla fanboys out there. You guys know that. I've talked about them pretty extensively to where it does not matter what, if it's got something to do with Godzilla, it's a masterpiece. It's modern, you know, cinema masterpiece, anything, everything, like greatest movie ever. Nothing can beat Godzilla and this and that and everything. Like, you Godzilla fans have been insufferable here lately, especially with Godzilla going up against the Justice League right now and everything. Boy, y'all need to calm down. But but anyway, I'm just playing. Like, well, to an extent, I'm playing. I love Godzilla, you guys know that, but for real, sometimes people need to tone it down a little bit. But so my next episode that I will do, let's go ahead and talk about that. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I know I said I was going to run the podcast until the end of the year and everything, because I did still have a few movies I wanted to talk about and all of that. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I just really didn't have it in me. I just really didn't. And I would think about doing an episode like every Wednesday or Saturday that would roll around. I'm like, should I do an episode today? Should I do an episode today? And it's like, it would always, no, I don't feel like it. And so today, I figured it had been a while. Let's go ahead and do it. Let's go ahead and do something. Put out an episode for Godzilla Day. Talk about a few upcoming things that's going to be happening and all of that kind of stuff. And pretty much give you guys an explanation as to what's been going on with me and all of that. Nothing really in particular has been going on with me other than I'm just simply living my life. That's just all it is to it. Me and my wife, you know, we're expecting our child, at the end of February. We know what the gender is. I'm not going to say what the gender is. We're keeping that under wraps because, my lovely wife, there's a generational divide between she and I. I am 36. She is 27. So there are things that she likes and things that I don't. And one of those things are gender reveal parties that she wants to do that I find to be the most pointless things that has ever existed. Like, just tell people what you're having. But, you know, all of this is much more for her than it is for me. So, if she wants gender reveal party, we're going to have a gender reveal party. If she wants whatever kind of party she wants, that's what we're going to end up doing. You know, that's just all it is to it. I can bellyache about it to you guys because, you know, y'all are my guys, you know? Like, I can talk to you guys about that kind of stuff. But, so, yeah, I know what the gender is. I'm not going to say right now. The gender reveal is still going to be a little ways down the road. Yes, I know that we're getting close to, you know, the actual birth of the child. Here we are, early November, and the child is going to be born in late February, and we still haven't told people what the gender was going to be, but we had some issues. We had some issues getting there. We were supposed to know the gender roughly about a month ago, believe it or not, and whenever she went to the doctor, I tell you, that kid got into every position that it possibly could have gotten into, except for the one. to be able to tell us what the gender was going to be. And Emily sat in that chair for an hour until the doctor finally was like, I don't think it's happening this time. Like, it's just not going to get into the right position. So it got postponed. Well, it was supposed to happen 2 weeks from that day. Well, then 2 weeks from that day happened, and they messed up on scheduling, like making the schedule, and it was some other kind of checkup, and it wasn't, you know, the scan where they, you know, they put the jelly on the belly and all that, because I don't know. I'm just, in so many ways, I'm just a stereotypical redneck, and I don't know, like, the ultrasound, holy mackerel. Boy, I could not. So they didn't do that. And, you know, so, but Emily keeps telling me, like, oh, we're going to know the gender today. And then she comes home and it's like, oh, I got bad news. And it's like driving me up the wall, you know. And so finally, like, you know, it was going to happen. I wanted to be there. We went there and the doctor, you know, did it and was basically like, so do you want me to just tell you or do you want me to put it in the envelope and give it to you? And Emily looked at me, I looked at her, we just kind of smiled and was like, you know what, go ahead and tell us. And so she told us, and we were like, okay, hot dog. Now, don't get me wrong, we're not, part of the reason why we're not telling the gender yet, and the gender reveal party is a little bit further down the road, is because the doctor said she's not 100% sure that what she told us is going to be correct, but as of, like, how she was looking at it, that's what it looks like. And we were like, okay, cool, and all of that. And so, you know, like how on the ultra, the little pictures that they print out, whenever it's confirmed, it'll say, like, it's a boy or it's a girl or something like that. Well, what she put on there was something like, I'm not going to say what it is because it leans more towards another one, but then there's a question mark after it because, like, we just don't know. And, you know, yes, there is a way to be able to tell by a blood test and everything, but Emily has this thing about needles and about having blood drawn out. She's already nearly passed out every single time she's had blood drawn from her so far during all of this. And so she was basically like, one less time that she needs to get pricked, the better. And so that's what she's going with. And also, you know, let's be honest here, and everyone that's been like, you know, all you had to do is just take a blood, we're gonna find out eventually. It's not like this is going to be a secret. Like, you know, I mean, even if we wait all the way up until like February 27th or whatever the current due date is, we're gonna find out eventually. Like, you know, like, this isn't always gonna be a mystery. So it's not like we're like, oh my God, like, you know, we've got to know. This is the only way. Like, you know, no. It's cool. It's good. But now that we kind of pretty much know what it is, you know, we're about 85% certain that we know what it is and everything, like, we're pumped, we're excited, it's made things even more real for us and all of that kind of stuff. We're actually using an actual pronoun whenever we refer to the child instead of just saying it or they or, you know, just whatever. Yes, we would call our child it. Like, how's it feeling today? You know, like, whatever. Like, me and Emily are laid back, you know. We're not going to be upset over stuff like that. But, anywho, yeah, so that's what's happening in my personal life. So, super, super excited, ready to go. I'm ready to go. Now, let's talk about some episodes and things like that. I am going to start them up again. I am. I cannot guarantee when they're going to be. It's probably going to be here pretty soon. Probably starting again on, at least on Saturdays. Not super sure about Wednesdays or anything. And, you know, that's just how it's going to be. That's the way I'm looking at it. And I'm going to do it up till the end of the year. I'm going to cover things I have not yet covered. You know, I still have two Heisei era Gamera films to cover. I still got Godzilla vs. Kong, Godzilla King of the Monsters that came out in 2019. You know, I've still got a few things to cover. I have an official review to do on Gamera Rebirth because I had gotten rid of Netflix for a while because they just got to where they were way too expensive. And so I got rid of them. And I'd been wanting to watch Gamera Rebirth, and I'd been seeing all kinds of people talk about it. Been seeing some people say that they really enjoyed it, seeing other people say that they could not stand it, they thought it was terrible. So naturally, whenever there's a very polarizing thing in the kaiju community, I want to check it out even more. And so finally I said, to heck with it. I went ahead and resubscribed to Netflix, and I watched Gamera Rebirth. I'm going to go ahead and give you guys a spoiler for whenever I do my official review of Gamera Rebirth. It's not going to be a good one. I'm not super thrilled about that that series. Yeah, but I'm going to get into all of that whenever I do the actual review. But yeah, not a big fan of it. Not going to say it was terrible. But I will say I could honestly go the rest of my life and never watch that series again, and I would be perfectly okay. And that's saying something for me. But yeah, so, you know, looking forward to Godzilla Legacy or Monarch Legacy of Monsters. That one should be a good one. We got some cool, you know, stuff that's coming out here pretty soon. You know, next year we've got Godzilla X Kong, the new Empire. Gotta go ahead and give you guys a spoiler, not maybe a spoiler, but a heads up. But there, I've also been in contact with some people that have done some test screenings for Godzilla X Kong, the new Empire. I'm gonna go ahead and let you guys know about something, and then I'm going to complain about something. So if you don't want, this is pretty much the last thing I'm gonna talk about. So if you don't want to hear about this from Godzilla X Kong, go ahead and turn this episode off now. But here we go. Everyone that I have spoken to that have saw the test screenings for this movie say that it's very fun. It's very funny. Many of them were saying it's one of the most hilarious movies that they've ever seen. I'm not crazy about it. I hate that, and I blame the MCU for this. I hate that so many movies that come out now, it's almost a requirement for them to be a comedy. And I'm not crazy about it. I'm really not crazy about it. But anywho, they say it's out there. They say it's very like sci-fi and all that kind of stuff. I've heard there was one guy that described it as basically a live action Saturday morning cartoon. So take all that as you will. But the one thing that is going to aggravate certain Godzilla fans is that they have stated that this is more of a Kong movie than it is a Godzilla movie, just like Godzilla vs. Kong was. Yes, they were both in it, but Godzilla was definitely more in the background, and Kong was pretty much center stage. And they're saying that that's pretty much what the deal is with this movie. It's causing a lot of Godzilla fans to be upset and mad because they're complaining, even though, you know, they're about to get a live-action TV series, a new Toho-produced Godzilla film, the Godzilla vs. Megalon short, the Godzilla vs. Jet Jaguar short. You know, you've literally got like five different Godzilla properties that's coming out all within about the next, I would say, 4 or 5 months or something like that. And they're complaining that Godzilla doesn't have enough screen time in one of them. No sympathy. Get over yourselves. Deal with it. Godzilla's been around since 1954. Okay? Turned 69 years old today. It's perfectly fine that a kaiju that is older than him gets a little bit more screen time than your boy in their movie and all that kind of stuff, okay? So, just freaking deal with it, seriously. It's not that big of a deal. Now, so that's all I'm going to say about that. One last movie I'm going to talk about. This is completely unrelated to kaiju or anything, but if you're a Planet of the Apes fan, they released a trailer yesterday at the time of this recording for the new Planet of the Apes movies. It's going to be the continuation of War of the Planet of the Apes. I believe it's called Conquest of the Planet of the Apes, maybe? I think that was it. Hang on, I can't remember. I've got it. I'm right here, you know. I've got my TV pulled up. So let's see. Let's just pull up, start typing in Planet of the Apes, and let's see what happens. But, yeah, I watched it. It looks freaking awesome. So I'm a big Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. There it is, right there. It's just a teaser. It's only like a minute and 40 seconds or something like that. It looks great. Looks fantastic. The apes are starting to become much more civilized in this one. The humans are becoming more primitive and all of that kind of stuff. It's going to be a great movie. I'm very much looking forward to it. Looks like there's going to be some interfighting between tribes of different types of apes and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. If you're a big Planet of the Apes fan, you know, hope you're looking forward to it as well. So, alrighty, guys, that pretty much does it. Happy Godzilla Day. Once again, he turned 69 years old and all of that. I'm going to be doing some more episodes. The next one I'm going to do is a review of Gamera Rebirth, and then I'll start doing the other big kaiju movies that I have yet to talk about and all of that kind of stuff. And obviously, I'm going to be doing one on Godzilla Minus One whenever I go and see it December 1st. And so I'll be doing an episode on it on like December, 2nd or 3rd, just whenever the next episode would fall after that premiere and everything. So, alrighty, guys. Thank you all once again. Sorry it took me so long to do another episode. But, check me out on my social medias and everything. Well, you don't have to, I guess. I haven't really been posting anything on the Facebook for the page and everything. Really just been doing TikTok and YouTube, I've got some stuff geared up for YouTube today, but I haven't posted anything in a while, so I guess check out my TikTok and my YouTube, which are both Cal the Kaiju Guy. So, alrighty, guys, thank y'all very much. Tune in on my next episode for Gamera Rebirth, and let's look forward to some good Godzilla and kaiju stuff that's coming out in the next few months, all right? All righty, fellas, I'll catch y'all next time. This is Kyle the Kaiju Guy signing out.